وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson we were speaking about the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for Makkah Mukarrama. And then one of the duas that he made, Ya Allah, provide its people with fruit as well. In the current verse, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about now the building of the Kaaba, the construction of the Kaaba. And Allah says, and remember when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam raised the qawa'id of the house. The word qawa'id in Arabic could possibly refer to one of two things. There's two meanings for this word. The first possible meaning of the word qawa'id is foundation. And the second meaning is walls itself. In other words, let's look at the first meaning. Remember when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was raising the foundation of the house, Mufassirin mentioned that this refers to the earlier or the first foundation that was put there by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. As many Israelites suggest that when Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to this dunya, then he too was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build a Kaaba. And Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam then built the Kaaba. And in the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was then shown that place where Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba, and then he built the Kaaba in that designated place for the Kaaba. As Quran in another verse suggests, says, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. Allah says that we then showed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam the place where to construct the Kaaba. The second meaning of qawa'id, this refers to the walls. In other words, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now erecting, is putting up the walls of the house, and Nabi Ismail. So this shows that they were the ones who undertook the building of the Kaaba. From scratch they built the Kaaba. And here we see Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. After his name comes Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And not immediately after, rather after a few words, the idea is to show us that the builder itself, the builder himself was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Nabi Ismail was the mu'in. He was the person who assisted, that was the son, the person who assisted Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the building of the Kaaba. Many reports would suggest that Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he would carry the stones for his father. So remember when Nabi Ibrahim was raising or erecting the walls of the house, and Nabi Ismail. From here we see Allah didn't say, remember when Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Ismail were raising the wall. In other words, we see Nabi Ibrahim was the asal, the main builder, and Nabi Ismail, his son, was the one who was the mu'in, the assistant, the helper. And while they were doing that, Allah says, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. This was their dua on their tongue, that, oh Allah, accept this deed from us. Accept this deed from us. Here we learn from here that any good deed that is done by us, immediately we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the deed, and we do it with ikhlas, with sincerity. And then they said, Ya Allah, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, that you are the one who hears, and you are the one who is knowledgeable. In other words, you are the one who hears our dua, and you are well aware of the ikhlas that we have in this building of the Kaaba. Then the next dua that is mentioned by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Oh Allah, make us, in other words, make us, Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismailis, and all of the people to come, make us, Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Ismail, submissive to you. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. And they were not selfish in this dua, that they made dua for themselves only. Rather, they made dua for the entire nation to come. And from our progeny also, make there be an ummah, a nation who will be submissive for you as well. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And then they made dua that, Ya Allah, now we have built this Kaaba, show us our rites, show us our rituals, show us what to now do with this Kaaba, how to make tawaf, how to perform hajj, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And forgive us, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. If there was any shortcoming, Ya Allah, you are tawab, you are all forgiving, and you are most merciful to all of your servants. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ. This was the last dua here mentioned before the ruku. Oh Allah, and send among them a messenger from them. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. And this messenger, what will he do? He will recite to them your verses, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and he will teach them the Qur'an, he will teach them the kitab. Mufassirin mentioned it refers to the kitab, the Qur'an, وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and the wisdom, in other words, that refers to the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and he will purify them, in other words, purify them from what? From shirk, and from all evil akhlaq, and from evil qualities and traits. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, you are the most powerful, you are the most wise in what you do. Another verse in Quran tells us, you see in this verse, Nabi Ibrahim a.s. did not specify any particular messenger. He just said, raise among them a messenger. But undoubtedly it refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Quran itself says in another verse, Quran says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا, that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has sent among the illiterate ones a messenger from them. And it is unanimously agreed upon the fact that the illiterate ones there were the Arab, and the messenger that was sent to them was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then also we know the fact that there was no other prophet that came from the dhurriya of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of the Anbiya came from the Nasr, from the progeny of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. From Nabi Ismail, only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as prophet. Innaka antal azizul hakim, you are the most powerful. In other words, you are ghalib, your way prevails. Al hakim, the one who is wise in whatever you do, ya Allah.